Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, Pennsylvania is blessed with a lot of community volunteers that serve in really important emergency services roles, and there is a particular grant program that they can benefit from every year. I understand that there's important information that they need to know about the application period. What's going on here?
Yes, it's that time of the year where the Volunteer Ambulance Service Grant Program is open for application, and I'd like to encourage all of our volunteer fire departments and EMS companies to apply for the state grant that's available to them. All fire companies, volunteer ambulance services, and volunteer rescue squads are eligible to apply for the grants. And the grants are available for projects that fall in the categories of facilities, equipment, debt reduction, and/or training. And applicants can request grant program funding for up to two of these categories. And the grant request can be made online by filling out the full grant application. The grant awards can range from anywhere from $2,500 to $15,000 for fire companies and from $2,500 to $10,000 for volunteer ambulance services. The application will remain open for 45 days. I encourage all of our volunteer groups to apply as soon as possible. However, the closing is at 4 p.m. on Friday, October 17th. And more information about the program, full eligibility guidelines, and requirements can be obtained online, or they can contact my office for further information.
And there's another important program that these volunteer companies benefit from. It's a loan program, and that's something that you've worked on legislatively in the recent year. What's going on here, and how have we improved this program?
Yes, I'm delighted to say that Act 129 of 2013 increases the Volunteer Loan Assistance Program by doubling the loan amounts for volunteer fire and EMS departments. This is the first time in over 20 years that we've been able to change the legislation, and we've tried to adjust it based on the rate of inflation, and I'm delighted to have authored this legislation working with our volunteer fire and ambulance companies and the state leadership in Harrisburg to get this done with the cooperation of the House and Senate members as well as the governor. The program provides loans at a fixed 2% interest rate to volunteer fire, ambulance, and rescue companies for the acquisition, rehabilitation, or improvement of apparatus, facilities, and equipment. The program is a valuable program that allows fire and EMS companies to obtain the funding needed to purchase equipment and update their facilities to serve their communities better. Unfortunately, the program loan amounts have not been properly updated in more than 20 years, and this will certainly allow that to happen. For instance, establishing and modernizing facilities, a volunteer loan assistance program loan could be increased by as much as up to $400,000. The minimum or the maximum was $200,000. Now they can apply up to $400,000. And that applies also with purchasing ambulances, apparatus, that's been increased from $100,000 to $200,000. Aerial apparatus was increased, the loan amount from $150,000 to $300,000, and many other categories as well. But all in all, we've done a lot to help our volunteer fire and ambulance companies over the last several years. We provide $30 million to them in the grant program overall, and we're doubling the loan amounts now as well. So between the grants and the loans, we're trying to do what we can to help our volunteer fire and ambulance service rescue squads.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.